dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie are only about one-fourth away through their co-headlining tour, but things do not seem to be going very well. On Friday night, they ranted about each other on stage, and Manson accused Rob of cutting his short set, but Rob said that it was Manson's fault for starting late.
Yeah.
So they were just in Mankato last week.
Yeah, Johnny went to that show.
Yeah. New York Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter fractured his left ankle trying to field a ground ball in Game 1 of the American League Championship Series against Detroit Saturday night. He's out for the rest of the season. Even if Jeter needs surgery, though, he's expected to be ready for spring training.
Yeah, that's okay. Good. He'll have company at his penthouse, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Movies out this weekend, Madagascar 3. That's My Boy. That one with Adam Sandler. That one looks pretty funny. Chernobyl Diaries. Neil Young's Journeys, in case you wanted to see that one. And Moonrise Kingdom. Also, new albums out tomorrow. You've got former live solo album from Benjamin Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie. 2:11, Brandy, new CD out. Also has a song on there with Chris Brown called Put It Down. And a very special Christmas 25 years. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
I'm glad we got the entire list.
It wasn't the entire list.
Really?
I had a way.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:32, up to 76 today. It's 40 right now. I got an interesting email, one I have never gotten before.
It's usually quite the
opposite. In the 3 years, almost 3 years we've been doing this show together, it was asking why, or it was asking that you would stop agreeing with me all the time. And
have they ever listened to the show before?
Today has been an agreeable day.
It has.
We haven't really had anything hot and controversial.
Mm-mm.
So I'll bring it up. Women are only pregnant for 9.2 months, Mel.
It's 10 months.
No, it's not 10 months. It's 9.2.
You round up.
How many weeks are there in October?
1, 2, 3, 4.
And change.
And some change.
Yeah.
But on average...
4 weeks plus 3 days. So it's a little over 4 weeks.
Plus 3 days?
Yeah.
I guess because it started on Monday. Okay. I'll give you that.
4 minus 1 is 3.
Why are you bringing this up?
I just wanted to prove that we don't agree all the time.
Yeah, that's all tired and busted one. We've done that enough.
It is old and busted.
It is.
Right.
I'm very surprised and thank you for calling me annoying person with the text message.
He didn't call you annoying. Really? He said you agreeing with me all morning was annoying, and I agree. When I've heard like shows when they always agree with each other, it's not interesting.
We hardly ever agree.
I know.
There's a few things that we...
Yes, we do. We do too agree.
What? You're trying to argue with me about
that? I was doing a fake
that?
Argument. Yeah.
Now you're just pulling things out of your butt. Come on now. We both like the Vikings.
Yeah.
We both like the Twins.
Oh, I got a text about that too.
We agree on The Walking Dead, yeah, and a couple movies, and that's about it. It just happens to be those were some of the topics today.
Yeah, that's just the way it worked out. I got a text also that said, I was just wondering why I haven't heard the Vikings gong, I think they meant horn, today. LOL.
Okay, we know that they lost yesterday.
Okay.
They started out good.
RG3 is why. And
really, that's just stupid.
And the
brilliant
decision to blitz RG3 on third down when they weren't going to throw the ball there. They blitz him, and then there's no one left to stop him.
I didn't watch the game.
And Chad Greenway's good. He ain't that good. He ain't catching Robert Griffith Jr. the third ism.
I was just checking scores on my phone.
My brother's really annoyed with his name, the nickname RG3.
I'm annoyed. That's what I was just saying. I think it's stupid. It reminds me of R2-D2. Like, it's just dumb. That's what I thought when I was reading all the tweets and the Facebooks about it, posts about it. I was like,
why are they talking about a droid from Star Wars?
I was confused. I'm like, what the heck is RG3?
Robert Griffin III.
Obviously, I wouldn't know because I don't really care about... the Redskins, so I wouldn't know that.
Yeah,
so
I didn't care either. According to a study by Wesley College, when a female boss is ovulating, she offers attractive female employees up to 25% less money than less attractive female employees.
Okay.
Yeah. And during less fertile times of the month, they offer attractive women 20% more. The researchers say it's probably because women feel a biological need to find a mate when they're ovulating, so they act more ruthless against potential rivals.
Okay.
Imaginary or not.
First of all, I can't believe that they would take the time to do that survey. And second of all,
It's science.
Yeah. And second of all, don't they have like a set amount of money that they would give for the salary? Like, why would it be different? Why would they all of a sudden just like try to lowball them?
I got news for you. They always try to lowball you.
Mm. Maybe I should have negotiated more.
Maybe.
Are you saying I got lowballed?
I'm saying we have Heroes of the Day coming up in just a few minutes. Hang on. Or maybe
not.
I should hit the right button. Drink!
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Every time you're a hero.
Working class hero. I can be your hero, baby.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. You have something else first?
I just happened to put it on Twitter real quick, and Alexander DeLeon from The Cab, he just tweeted, I miss America for many reasons because they're over touring overseas, said, but I don't know if any of them can beat some Chipotle.
Oh.
I just thought that you would get a kick out of that as soon as I read that.
Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
From my perspective, it looks like this woman had her entire night planned when she went out shoplifting. On October 6th, 52-year-old Karen Bartlett of Palm City, Florida, went to a Publix grocery store and shoplifted a large cheese log. But you know what happens when you eat an entire log of cheese.
I've never done that, so I don't know.
Well, it blocks you up, you know, if you would eat that much cheese, right? So she planned on giving herself some relief by also shoplifting laxatives.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, but the security guard saw her steal a cheese log and the laxatives and called the cops. She was arrested for misdemeanor retail theft.
This is why you should always keep a few ninja weapons lying around the house.
Ninja weapons?
Last week, 33-year-old Christopher Rolling Fox of Winslow, Maine, drunkenly busted into his ex-girlfriend's house to confront her because he thought she was dating a new guy.
He turned
violent, hit her, and pushed her into a table, but somehow she was able to grab the best weapon available, which just happened to be a pair of nunchucks. Not clear why she had them.
She's dating a ninja.
But she had them. And she used the nunchucks to hold him off, at least temporarily. And from the looks of his mugshot, it looks like he took a shot to the head.
Ooh.
And then she was able to get away and call 911. Police came and arrested Fox on a ton of charges, including two felonies. He's looking at about 13 years in prison.
Ooh.
Guys, it's not worth it. A girl is not worth 13 years in prison.
Idiot.
So if you think she's cheating on you, just don't
dump her.
Text her back again, ever.
Wow. Idiot. I think she was dating a ninja.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Why do you think she'd have nunchucks, though?
Say it again.
What are nunchucks? What are they? Did I say it wrong?
Yeah.
What are they?
None.
Oh, nunchucks. I think I've always said it nunchucks.
They're not nunchucks.
Well, they can make you numb.
You're a nunchuck.
Ow. That hurt me.
Time for us to scoop. Ben's in next. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.